Historically in Europe, anti-Semitism has come from the right wing, but most Jewish leaders believe the greatest threat now emanates from the continent's growing Muslim population. This is a gathering of the extreme Islamist political party, Hizbut Tahrir, last year, not long after the Copenhagen attacks. Hizbut Tahrir wants a worldwide caliphate. It's banned in several European countries, but not in Denmark. Its spokesman is Elias Lamrabet.
What is your message to the Jews of Copenhagen who feel especially vulnerable?
I don't feel responsible to have a specific message to the Jews of Copenhagen, and I'm not certain that they are, in fact, especially vulnerable compared to many other people. So I don't really have any comment to that question.
How can you say they're not vulnerable when...
I said I don't have a comment to that question.
Is that because it's too difficult for you?
No, not at all. It's because I think this interview is over.
After the synagogue attack, Copenhagen's chief rabbi, Yair Melchior, says that dialogue with local Muslim leaders has intensified and improved, and claims that Denmark is safer for Jews than France, where thousands are leaving.
The majority of the Jews leaving France, they live from a very specific neighborhood. There are usually Jews who immigrated, or their parents immigrated to France. They immigrated to live in a better place. Now, if they live in a bad neighborhood with a very big percentage of Muslim population, then they can find themselves leave.
After a machete attack on a Jewish teacher last year in the southern French port of Marseille, the local rabbi urged his community not to go out in public wearing Jewish symbols such as the kippah. He was quickly criticized for what was called his defeatist attitude. But here in Scandinavia, such discretion has become essential. Across the bridge to Malmö, whose large Muslim population has expanded drastically during Sweden's short-lived open-door refugee policy. At the Jewish kindergarten, they're preparing traditional Sabbath bread. The numbers of children attending have dropped sharply since the Copenhagen attacks. We weren't allowed to show their faces for security reasons.